MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is indeed time for MacTech. Rick Yeager is my MacTech dude. How are we doing, Rick?
We're doing good. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. Now, I gave you an assignment this week because I am increasingly just using my iPad as a notebook replacement. I'm not sure I'm ever going to buy another. Well, I am going to buy another notebook, but
me too.
But so often now, I've gone on some road trips where I'm just taking my iPad.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a notebook replacement. It's what goes into meetings with me. So what things should the average person think about if they're going to use their iPad as a notebook replacement?
Are you a typist?
I don't mind the on-screen keyboard, but I have used some of the Bluetooth attachment keyboards, and I like them.
Yeah, I just got one. My should I say how old my mom is?
You can say how
70,
old.
70-ish year old mother. I got her an iPad for her birthday last year.
Mm-hmm.
And for Christmas, I gave her one of these Bluetooth keyboards that locks into the iPad as a case.
Yes.
So these keyboard case dealies.
I've got a Logitech one that does that. It's a butterfly keyboard that rolls out. Really nice.
Very nice. She got the Zag one.
Yes, Zag.
It kind of locks it in, and it basically protects the keyboard protects the screen with the keyboard.
With the back of the keyboard, yeah.
Right. And those are great. They're about $100. There's the one that I like the look of the most isn't available in Canada. The Casemate.
Okay.
And it makes your iPad look exactly like a laptop.
Oh, okay.
It has a hinge in it. It's
now, how does your mom like using the keyboard?
Well, that was a bad gift.
Okay. So it's one that you reacquired for your own personal use?
Well, not yet. But she never used a computer before the iPad, and that's why I'm so excited about the iPad in general, is that I think this is the computer. They always said the Mac was the computer for the rest of us, but I think the iPad is really the computer for all of us because it's so simplified.
Mm.
It just works.
Yeah. Well, it's I think increasingly over the next few years we're going to see the reason that it's going to be continue to change the world, it and other tablets, is education, because ultimately this has to be the tool that just resonates right through education. And as we move towards the dream of having every kid with one of these in their backpack instead of a whole bunch of textbooks, that just changes everything.
Or a whole bunch of laptops.
Yes.
So
yeah.
My next
tool. So first one is getting a good Bluetooth keyboard, and it does make a difference if you're a typist.
If you're a typist,
And I, because I've always looked down at my keyboard as I type, because I never learned to touch type properly, I'm actually pretty good in the on-screen keyboard, so I can actually enter data
there
pretty well.
I've only got two fingers that know how to type. So.
Yeah, so there we go. And I'm pretty fast with it. I use 4 or 5, but I'm pretty fast.
Okay, my next recommendation are the iApps, the Pages, Keynote, Numbers. You're going to spend about $30 all told for it, but mm-hmm. if you don't need all of them, don't buy all of them.
Yes.
So if you're not going to make any, you know, pseudo PowerPoint presentations on your iPad, just stick with Pages, which is Apple's word processor. Numbers is its spreadsheet, and Keynote is its PowerPoint slide presentation. You could use Google Docs, which are free, but I find it kind of clunky on the iOS apps.
The problem with the Google Docs and when you're running them on the mobile device is Google's servers look to you, first of all, as a mobile platform, and so they look at they send you the mobile version.
Mm-hmm.
And going into editing, you have to kind of convert over to desktop version before you can actually get in and edit very comfortably. Because one thing that the iPad is not good at doing is doing things like selecting text if that text isn't readily available to it.
Right.
It's cumbersome to explain, but the bottom line is you're far better off using the notepad feature, the notes in it, or using something like
for sure.
Pages. Yeah.
And there's also Documents to Go Premium, which is a $17 app that allows you to open up doc files and like legitimate Microsoft
Excel files. Yeah.
Microsoft.
So if you
Office
live
files.
In a world where you are using Office an awful lot, then Documents to Go is almost an essential.
It is. It is. It's one of the first.
If you want to be able to edit those documents.
Right. It's one of the first apps that most business users will download. My next choice is another easy one: Dropbox.
Oh yeah.
If you want to get large files in and out of your iPad. It's the only way to do it. There's just no way to email big things back and forth.
Yeah.
And this just, it's a cloud service that creates, I think of it as like this wormhole folder that connects you not only to the cloud, but to all your other devices. Whatever you put in there just goes everywhere.
And you can try Dropbox out for free. I think they include 5 gigabytes of free storage.
Two, actually.
Is it 2 gigabytes? A couple of gigabytes of free storage, and then you can purchase more storage. And if you recommend friends, I think they give you more free storage as well. But the bottom line is Dropbox is, and to me, it's one of the holes in the whole iPad offering of iOS 5 is the fact it's so awkward and cumbersome to get files onto the iPad. I can remember when I first got my iPad, I was disappointed. It took me, I think I spent like half an hour in iTunes thinking there must be a way for me to move a document on, because I wanted to move my first keynote presentation onto it, and I literally had to go online and learn how to do this in order to. This was back in the early days when it had just been released, but still, I always thought that we should be able to manage our files through iTunes as opposed to requiring a cloud service. I know why Apple did it to a certain extent, but I don't agree with it.
Right, and you and I have the Apple mindset of Apple wouldn't make it this hard. It can't be this way. I must be going down the wrong way.
That's what they did. And that, to me, is the biggest limitation of the iPad as a notebook replacement, if I'm going to do it, is getting files in and out other than as attachments or using Dropbox.
And Dropbox is the easiest solution for me.
Yes.
Give it a try.
As opposed to just accessing that memory space, which is the way it should be.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good advice, Dropbox. What's next?
Log Me In.
Yes, I've got that.
Log Me In is a trippy thing to explain on the radio, but basically you're going to get a Log Me In account, and you're going to install it on your desktop PC or Mac, on your iPhone or iPad, and you will go on your iPad, you will log in to Log Me In, you will tell it you want to control your Mac, and suddenly your Mac's desktop screen will appear on your iPad.
Yeah, it's actually, and on the iPad, it's called Log Me In Ignition, is the actual app that you install.
Right, that's the big expensive one.
There that's the one that I have. Oh, is there a free version?
There is a free version. Oh. It's somewhat limited, but give it a try before you spend the big bucks.
So what it does is allows you basically machine control of your computer at a distance. So you're in a hotel room and you want to log on to your computer, and this is a way that you can go in and you can open files, you can check email, you can maintain your computer, you can shut it down if you want to, you can do all sorts of, you can open your email client on your computer and send a file from your computer to yourself. It's pretty, but it's slow. It's not fast.
It's slow, but what I've used it for is, well, we said that Dropbox allows you to share files back and forth, but how do you get that file if it's not in your Dropbox folder on your desktop computer.
Yeah, when you're on the road.
When you're on the road.
Exactly.
This will allow you to do that. You can drop it right in that folder and it'll sync.
So is that the last tool?
That's the last one.
Okay, so convert. If you are bound and determined to try and use your iPad as a desktop replacement, our recommended list of items are A, a Bluetooth keyboard, B, all of the iApps that are appropriate for you, C, Dropbox, D,
Log Me In,
and the last one is opening the Windows apps.
That was Documents to Go.
Documents to Go, and that will give you basically for like maybe $200 total investment, that will turn your iPad pretty much into a notebook.
Magically
computer.
Convert it.
Thank you very much. Rick Yeager is with
AppMan.tv.
AppMan.tv. That's the name. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.